What I'm about to say is a hard pill to swallow. Sometimes God's plan for us requires pain. Wow, that's hard to say, yet alone here. But there is a reason the road to eternal life is described as the narrow road and not the wide, because it's more difficult. See, God didn't even spare his own son from pain. We will have trials in this life because of sin, not because of God. But we can have confidence that our pain won't be without purpose or reward. This was Jesus' last prayer before being betrayed and crucified. Matthew 26:39 says, "Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. My Father, if this is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." See, Jesus could have ordered an army of angels to fight off these people capturing him. He could have flashed himself back to heaven in an instant. He could have prayed, "Father, take this from me," and left it there. But he knew that his Father's plan was best. And so he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." In the middle of our trials, could we pray this prayer? Could we trust that God's plan really is better, even though it may require pain and isn't the easy road?